As we move into year three of the Great Reset, the effects of mental trauma are evident upon a rapidly shrinking society. Once the multitude had been conned into taking an emergency authorized trial vaccine, the arbitrary restrictions that were initially imposed mysteriously abated for a promised taste of the old normal. Mandates loosened their grip, and the social distancing rules, in most cases, began to disappear. But those who jabbed up to welcome this homecoming found themselves with the nasty surprise of a failing immune system. Now the winter months are again here, and as this merry-go-round begins its familiar spin, the masks seem to be returning, along with a slew of new and improved booster shots. Death has since surrounded us on all sides, as the test subjects succumb to the poison circling in their veins. The committed will show up to the official kiosks and clinical centers to update their CDC-approved regimens, while at the same time wondering why they are plagued by cascading autoimmune disorders and the curse of the dreaded long COVID. How do people not yet see through this whole charade? It is past the point of undeniably apparent to anyone with working eyes that something has gone horribly awry. Not even mainstream media can keep a lid on all of the mayhem spilling forth. With celebrities disappearing from the spotlight, musicians canceling concerts, and news anchors dying live on camera. All of these things have one common denominator in that they weren't occurring before 2021. To even the most ardent vaccine believer, the obvious clearly should have dawned and awakened their critical faculties. But the sad truth is, they can't snap out of it. At least not by any means of free will. If even one of the poisonous darts has been injected, the chain reaction of system shutdown is already underway. The brain fog is seemingly one of the first things to descend, and with it some kind of force that seems to shut down the last traces of inner reasoning.
What is pharmakia? Pharmakia is a form of the Greek root word from which we get our English words pharmacy, pharmacist, and pharmaceutical. According to Vine's Expository Dictionary, the definition of pharmakia is the use of medicine, drugs, and spells, poisoning, and sorcery. Strong's Concordance backs this up with its similar list of definitions. The use or the administering of drugs, poisoning, sorcery, magical arts, often found in connection with idolatry and fostered by it, the deceptions and seductions of idolatry.
So it seems we are at the mercy of modern witchcraft. This may explain a few things, notably in the recent behavior of the inoculated. If a spiritual component is responsible, the attaching entities invited in by this magic potion would be as unseen parasites manipulating a host. There are innumerable accounted outbursts from the heavily jabbed. Some of the most incriminating examples from their own social media posts. A quick transition into a prideful, virtue-signaling monster who openly attacks and wishes harm on others for not being in their cult is frequently observed. This supernatural infection brings us to the next problem that has recently begun to arise, the frightening phenomenon of the death spiral. Cell phones and closed security TV cameras have been the lazy eyes steadily recording public and private vaccine experiences. The majority of these episodes have been sudden drop and die affairs, some of them including epileptic-like spasms once they hit the ground. But a few have later even stranger displays, where a recipient of the acute onset first notices something, watches it circle around them for a moment, and then freezes into an agonizing paralysis before expiration. Some of them even appear to combat or ward off the invisible assailant. Are these unlucky individuals witness to something that we cannot sense? An evil beyond comprehension? Aside from physiological breakdown, what other havocs are these technochemical bombs doing?
What I want to say next is, just to give you a big picture of this, is, you know, boom, get the vaccine in your arm, the nanoparticles spread all over the body, they start causing negative fields, you know, microcircuitry fields, and this causes holes in your own energy and magnetic fields. Now you're vulnerable to demonic attacks. You're vulnerable to all of these things. Now remember, the reason they're also doing this is because they're going to connect you to the AI hive mind, which will then allow for sending. So you see, you have a hole, so they can now send and they can now retrieve data.
During the rush preliminary tests for this abomination called the CV-19 shot, one of the human subjects was quoted as saying, "Something is wrong. I cannot feel God anymore." As this technological change to their spiritual essence closed all the doors to their creator and left them wide open for demonic attacks. We know that the nanotech that is self-assembling in the body is altering its structure. Are these encounters now appearing to the jabbed a result of the celestial veil being ripped open? There is a considerable amount of evidence piling up. An additional hidden clue also lies within the casted wording of these dark wizards. When reversed, as per the Crowleyan law of magic, COVID spells Divok, and its definition is rather startling. Google has since removed it from appearing at the top of the search queue. Divok is also tied to the digital infrastructure for vaccination and open certification, and linked to this similarly named company rolling out this endless document that will institute a universal monitoring ID system. You will not buy or sell without succumbing to these upgrades in the new world. We're in the thick of it all now, rolling into an uncertain 2023. Rights are disappearing nearly as fast as people, and it's only a matter of time until the axe fully drops. The jab cannot get enough of their fix, and will stay in full perdition until they are 6 feet under, or changed into something unrecognizable. They are the marked of revelation, deceived by Pharmakia, the walking dead upon the earth. What will happen to the rest of us still clinging to our original design? The 5G shock collar grid has been overlaid onto the Beast Kingdom, and all of those opposed to it will be persecuted. The only thing left to do is to keep fully resisting, save those ones that we can save, love those that have made the mistake and are suffering, and keep our faith in the Most High and His Son.
Vigilant, not dealing with things when they come to manifestation, not dealing with things when they finally begin to surface, but putting that distance between us and what tempts us, putting that distance between us and wrongdoing, that distance between us and wrong thinking. It is better to deal with little temptations and be labeled as hyper-spiritual than it is to allow for compromise and be called a hypocrite. Once you've come to truly believe that your sins have been washed away and that you're forgiven and that your past has been erased, once you've come to see that the list that you thought was being kept against you has been thrown out, then and only then do you experience the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is the strength against temptation.
I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water? Didn't work out.
What business are you in?
We predict the future. The best way to predict the future is to invent it.
In this video, we're going to explore the world of AI image generation using a program called Stable Diffusion. And I'm going to ask it to show us things that we were not supposed to see. The first thing I'm going to do is ask it to show us a picture of the spirit realm. As you can see, they came out a little bit generic. So let's see if we can make it a little more interesting. Now things are starting to come into view. Now let's take it one step further and ask to show us how the spirit realm is interacting with the land of the living. as you can see by the results. It is showing us what I ask it to show us. Now, I think we can dial in a little bit more. Let's see what demonic spirits are doing to unaware people living on this earth. And now let's narrow it down even more. As you can see, things are starting to get creepy. Fast. Now things are starting to get interesting. Here we are seeing the fallen angels who, according to the Bible, control the world and influence humanity. Let's keep going. I'm going to ask it to show us a Nephilim. Which is an ancient Hebrew word for half-human, half-fallen angel entity. It's a hybrid being, half-fallen angel, half-human, who are literal giants, ranging from anywhere from 9 to 30 feet tall, according to the sources. Now what happens if I ask it to show me one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse? This is what we get. It almost mirrors scripture perfectly. We have the gray horse with death as the rider. Now let's ask it to show us what the Antichrist is going to look like. So this is what AI thinks will be the Antichrist. Interesting. We know from scripture that the Antichrist is going to be a man possessed by the spirit of Satan himself. Is this what we are seeing here? Could be. Here we have a Nephilim hybrid being giving a speech at the United Nations. And here's a few more. And let's see what an extraterrestrial being looks like if it's giving a speech to the public. Look at this one, how it has six fingers. The Bible says that Nephilim have six fingers and six toes. Is it just a coincidence that the AI is producing images with six-finger hybrid beings? Now let's look at Barack Obama speaking with an extraterrestrial alien being. And look, again, it shows two Barack Obamas, but one of them has six fingers, just like how the Bible says Nephilim have six fingers. Interesting.
Our last clip of the day comes from Twitter user Sidio Paranormal. It's some security footage captured in an unknown location in late 2020. It's approaching midnight when the camera suddenly catches this.
Here it comes.
A mysterious white wisp flies from left to right.
Here it comes.
Doesn't appear to be passing dust or a strange reflection of light. So what could it be? Some viewers thought it looked like a serpent-like creature. Others said it's a classic boo ghost, white and all. Unfortunately, there's almost no info on this clip, so it's impossible to dig into the location or history of the area. So with that, I'll throw this one out to you, the viewers, for final judgment. What do you think this weird flying white wisp actually is? Let me know down below.
Ah yes, Marilyn Manson. He doesn't hide the fact that he's satanic. He's a famous singer, musician in this world. Has he taken a bite out of the apple like in the beginning in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve getting beguiled by the serpent Satan? He's wearing a crown of thorns and has wounds in his hands. He's darkening one of his eyes utterly, doing the Eye of Horus one-eye symbolism. He's got the sign of success on his hand. Why not put it over his eye, doing 666 in the Eye of Horus? He's wearing a Baphomet shirt, doesn't surprise me. He's got the number 33 tattooed on him and some other satanic sigils. He's wearing a Freemasonry ring, there's the square and compass. He's got a Freemason phone. And he hides his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. This is our world, everyone. God bless you.
Hello, everyone. We're here at the courthouse in West Palm Beach.
The Palm Beach County Courthouse.
Yeah.
It's on Quadrille. And this is the sidewalk's really wide right here. So the church is not an encumbrance to people walking by.
Amen. And we are excited today. We're looking for people to bless. And the Lord has set up divine appointments that we're excited to walk into.
In fact, I just felt the power of God a few minutes ago. And I'm looking around to see who it's for. And Ahava says, I think it's for her. So I walk up to this woman. And she did, she just like stopped and was like frozen. Because I was right about a word of knowledge. It said you got pain in your legs, and I was right about that. But she didn't have time because she was late, which a lot of people are here. And so I prayed for her while we were walking in. And Ahava came, and Ahava was standing right next to me at that point. And I'm praying for this woman, and then another girl that works here is walks right up to this woman and interrupts and starts talking to the woman. And the thing she said actually made no sense to the woman we were praying for, because the woman we were praying for was a Christian, is giving her a blank stare, like she's a colleague, but she's giving her a blank stare, like, what are you talking about?
It was so strange.
It was clearly from the enemy. So after the girl couldn't make her point, she left and went in, and then I said to the woman we were praying for, I said, you know what that tells me? It tells me that there are distractions in your life. The enemy is getting away with distracting you with things, because what that woman just did was very rude. It was clearly the work of the enemy. And the lady agreed with me, and also she got healed.
Yeah.
The pain went away.
She got healed. Hallelujah.
Before you coming, I said to you that you're a hard worker, and you've got a lot of responsibility. You're good. But a lot of things that were accurate, right? And then we were talking about healing, because you had mentioned healing, and then I said, do you have one leg shorter than the other? And you said, no, because you didn't really understand where I was going with that. And then you said you have lower back pain, just lower back pain on one side or the other could cause a short leg from trauma. So he was in a car accident. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to speak to the left side, the muscles in your back and your legs and your hip, to loosen up in the name of Jesus. In fact, I believe the Lord is doing that already, because you're a faithful man. So muscles in our brother's lower back, hip, and left leg be loosened right now. And left leg, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ.
It's the
same length as the right leg. Come on out. Do you feel like a stretching or some kind of movement on the left side?
Yes, sir.
You feel that? Right. So more in Jesus' name. The Bible says he makes the crooked way straight. So muscles be loosened and also strengthened. Trauma go. And evenness, same length in Jesus' name. All pain go. Now walk.
Perfect alignment in Jesus' name. Bless him, Lord.
you feel more level.
I feel lighter.
You feel lighter. That's a manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon you. You feel lighter because, you know, the Lord takes burdens. The devil, you know the frog and the frying pan thing, slowly turn up the heat? And so we don't recognize the weight that's on us until it's gone.
Right.
Walk a little bit more this way towards the church. It's like you feel loose in your leg and hip and back. Isn't that cool? Amazing. Jesus is amazing. And one of the things my wife said was that you're the type of guy that just like he puts up with stuff because you know that's the way life is.
You don't complain about it.
Yeah. And that's which is what the Lord loves.
Yeah.
But one of the things we teach is that God is so, he loves you so much, he's interested in every little detail of your life. Even stuff that you're putting up with, you just think it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible, brother?
Amen. Praise the Lord. You were standing at the right place at the right time, and we were praying for, Lord, lead us to the person you want to bless, and it was you.
I even felt the power of God shaking your hand.
Yeah.
Take me to you.